You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
This is a part of our podcast when we turn our lonely eyes to Brian McTaggart, who is going to talk us down from the ledge when it comes to the Houston Astros. So Astros fans, have no fear. Brian McTaggart is going to give us every reason to believe that the Astros are not as bad as their 6-15 record indicates. I'm Allison Footer, here with Brian McTaggart, coincidentally. So I'm not laughing at them. I'm laughing with them. Tags, what is happening with these Astros in dead last place? Not just dead last place in the division, but digging themselves into a hole that is getting, it's going to be harder and harder to get themselves out of. What is happening with these guys?
Well, you know, that's a tough question. I mean, I think a lot is happening. I think number one, that you got to look at starting pitching. I know going into the game on Tuesday, they had the lowest or the highest, I guess, ERA, starting pitching ERA in baseball. So, and I think last year they were second lowest. So that's been a big difference. I mean, not having McCullers hurts. The starters aren't pitching deep in the games. Even, you know, Dallas Keuchel yesterday gets six innings. He's still well over 100 pitches. And I think only four of their 21 starts have the starters pitched after the sixth inning into the seventh inning, which is kind of shocking. So I think the number one problem is the starting pitching. Of course, they're not hitting with runners in scoring position. Guys are trying to do too much on the bases to make up for it. That's a problem as well. The bullpen, I think, is okay. You know, yesterday, Feliz gets knocked around, and Kratz, can't really count him, but he gives up a run. But I think, you know, Giles still has to get straightened out, but the rest of the relievers are doing a pretty nice job. But they got a lot of issues right now, and some of the comments by Dallas Keuchel after the game Tuesday seem to indicate they're not playing as a, quote, cohesive unit, is what he said. And so now you got that stuff going on in the clubhouse, and it's just kind of spiraling here to a team that needs to turn it around quickly.
Yeah, Keuchel, and for those that aren't that familiar with him, he's got a little rough around the edges sometimes, a little chip on his shoulder, which is a wonderful thing when you want a guy on the mound like that, because he does have an edge when he's pitching. But he's got a lot of candor off the field, and he's not afraid to speak his mind. But those were pretty strong statements. I mean, basically, without individually calling people out, basically saying that there are guys that are not carrying their weight and not doing what they're supposed to be doing to help the team win. And those are pretty strong statements.
Yeah, they were. And that's the second start in a row he said those kind of things. And, you know, he stopped short of pointing any fingers. And, you know, after his previous start, he said he was included, that, you know, he had to play better as well and needed to step up and be more of a leader. And maybe that's what he's trying to do here, is send a message that guys need to get it in gear. You know, I don't think, you know, him or A.G. Hinch or anyone's going to come out and sell anybody out publicly. But he's right. Guys need to play better individually. And you look up and down the lineup, and there's a whole lot of underperforming going on, and they're wasting good seasons so far from Altuve and Rasmus, and Springer's off to a pretty good start. Correa's cooled down, but his numbers overall are still pretty good. So they got some problems now. A.J. Hinch has a tough job at hand, because this is the team he has. These are the starters he has, and, you know, they're going to make a change and have Devinsky in the rotation on Saturday. But, you know, that's almost like a desperation move. Nothing against Devinsky. He could be great, but, you know, you're bumping out Feldman for a rookie to see if he can kind of save you a little bit. But that's where they're at right now.
Yeah, so let's talk a little bit about Devinsky. So he's been so good in the bullpen, and I guess this is kind of like an audition a little bit. I mean, he's definitely earned a start, but it's nothing set in stone at this point beyond that, right?
Yeah, AJ said it, you know, was for right now a one-time thing, that Feldman could go back in the rotation. I mean, it's going to be how he does, but you can't ignore what Devinsky does, because he goes out there and he pitches really with no fear. And I think the number one thing they like is he's efficient. I mean, look at his numbers, and doesn't take a lot of pitches. And that's kind of not what they're getting from the starters right now. Their starters, as we said earlier, are really laboring to get deep in the games. And they think maybe Devinsky could be the guy that could go out there and give them six, seven innings, maybe more, you know, it's his first start in the big league, so there's going to be a lot of pressure and expectations on him. You know, his bread and butter is that changeup that he throws so much, and, you know, how are hitters going to adjust seeing that now third time through the order when, as a reliever, he's thrown 3 1/3 innings as his longest outing, so maybe he's faced a guy twice. So as hitters see him more, he's really going to have to adjust and maybe not rely on that changeup as much, but that's his best pitch. So, you know, we could see more moves like this down the road. I mean, will they – Joe Musgrove's off to a nice start at Double-A. Will they call him up at some point? But, you know, the Astros' best bet right now is to get guys like Pfister, who's showing signs of progress, and McHugh, he's pitching on the last game here in Seattle. He needs to come out of it. They need the guys that are established in the rotation to start going deeper in games.
Yeah, it seemed like a very mediocre rotation to start the season. I always felt like, well, they must know something that we don't. Of course, having McCullers back in the rotation will help a lot, but just overall, I mean, it was one of those, you know, there's like one guy in the rotation that scares you, and that's Dallas Keuchel, and he's not off to a great start, so none of this is that surprising to be this.
Yeah, I think it was oversold a little bit, and without McCullers and with Keuchel not having the year like he did last year, and McHugh certainly off to not a good start, then the guys like Pfister and Feldman and Fiers that you were hoping could just, you know, give you 6 innings at the bottom of the rotation. Now you're counting on them to step up and stop losing streaks and things like that. So, the rotation is a big problem.
What's going on with Carlos Gomez? I'm a little confused about just how poorly he's performed. And he seems to be maybe overthinking things a little bit. Because he's really not performing.
Yeah, he's off to a terrible start. He's only got 2 RBIs, and did have a couple of hits the first game in Seattle, and AJ said yesterday that he thought that maybe his swing was under a little bit more control, the bats were under control, but you know, we didn't see it in the second game of the series. But you know, that's a huge issue, and I think at some point AJ is probably going to have to put him on the bench. But you got to remember, right now they have 4 outfielders is all they have, and you know, in the game on Tuesday they had Tucker in the lineup at DH, so all 4 of their outfielders were in the lineup. So it's hard not to play Gomez, and you wonder if you put him on the bench for a few days, how is he going to respond to that, and how is that going to affect the clubhouse? So just like the starting pitching guys, he needs to come around, but there comes a point when you can't put him in the lineup every day if he's going 0-for-4 or just not driving in runs like you expect him to do. I think we have to be close to maybe when you get to that 100 at bat mark, if he's still not performing, I think they have to draw a line in the sand and say, can't play this guy every day. But I think that'll open up that'll be a big story, and it'll open up maybe some you know, some criticism to the Astros for the trade for Gomez, because he just hasn't performed here, and they give up a lot to get him and Mike Fiers, so they have to weigh that as well. I don't know if AJ thinks about any of that stuff, but I'm sure the front office does, and you know, at the end of the day, I think the front office makes these decisions.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, the saga continues, and a week from now, maybe they'll have 1 or 2 games, so we'll check in with you then. Thank you very much, Tags. Talk to you soon.
All right, Allison. Talk to you later.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.